I'm much better now, but.
Well, Kim, if you could put that on for our next meeting.
And I think what's left then, Don, for you would be updates, and then Kim's update on the HHW. I think those are the only two items left, and I don't really have much of an update. Kim's got a short update on.
Rich, would you?
I'll just mention, we talked about plastic foam before. Remember we did the call to save my source in Clark County that did the pilot back in October? So we just learned last month that the sustainability manager for Safeway, who covers all of Oregon and Southwest Washington, 138 stores, is going to do the same program basically in all the stores. I think they've already got containers delivered, I think. So now we just need to kind of work out in other Clark County stores and get them on board.
The records show that Brandon is missing and Rem is missing. Public health would like to come back. If you would take a look at what we got in our packets or what we got emailed about the Circle C landfill, so we can have some discussion about that at the next meeting.
You want to do minutes?
Pardon?
You want to do minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sir, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
The minutes in the second item. There was something about, point two updates, county public health. The last item, just that would be helpful to say to the city of Vancouver. There's more than just one city of the county. But I'm guessing it's the city of Vancouver, but.
So two in the fourth dot.
The fourth bullet.
Right, so I'm guessing this is the city of Vancouver, but I just thought it would be helpful for clarity to say which city we were talking about.
Makes sense.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, let's see. Scott, do you have?
I don't know, we have any. The chat station was set enough.
I don't at this point. Oh, well, I do have one quick one. We have today was the pre-application conference for the Lightyear Master Plan. So we're continuing to kind of move that along. It will be 90 days-ish from, we have a public meeting on the 26th at the church again. And it's much more limited than the open houses in scope. We've only got a notice out about 500 feet around the site versus we went all the way to 99th and or past 99th and all the way down to Pavlon, the last open houses. And then I think that's when the full submittal goes in. So we're a ways out from full submittal, but we got our pre-application conference out of the way. We're going to do the meeting and then come back and do the formal application this summer.
I was asked when that would be on the market, per se.
I hope late fall.
What's the procedure for that?
You know, what I understand is if we don't have to go to the hearings examiner, we do our public meeting, we go through the administrative process, it would be approved by the director of community development. Doesn't even go to the board. And so it's just basically an administrative procedure to approve it once it's been through all the community development processes.
How does this individual make a bid on the property?
Oh, that piece I do know. Once we get through the master planning process and the conditions are in place with the master plan, then the county will use its realtors to sell the property. And I don't know if at this point if that's a surplus action or if they're going to accept bids. So that's something for Real Property Services to give you some additional information on. And I can, before we ever get there, I'll know this.
Can I have some update for mining services as well, if you're done there? So event season is now in for environmental services. So we have a number of events coming up. There's four Recycle Day events this month. So we have Yakult, Camas, Ridgefield, and La Center. And Yakult is this weekend, and it'll be our first event without HHW. So we'll really get to know, like, if anybody shows up with it. Each community has kind of a different, a different community. And so there might be more people at Yakult, we're kind of hypothesizing, than maybe other cities that are maybe not, this isn't the groove of things. I've been doing this every year. So we'll see. Also, we'll be having a table at EcoFest on April 16th, so that's fun. And Master Composter Training, they are graduating on April 14th. So this is our first, we're transitioning the program from being with Columbia Springs, now with Environmental Services. So this new class that's been going through this transition, they'll now be graduating, so that's exciting. Green Business Morning Blend will be happening on April 21st. And at Columbia Machine, and it's suggested you pre-register, and they'll be kind of going over the green team at Columbia Machine if you're interested in their operations. And the Green Business Showcase, I think a few of you attended, and that went very well. About 110 people attended, over 40 businesses represented, as well as 14 nonprofits, business associates, and program partners. New Seasons won the Green Business of the Year Award, which was our first year ever having that award. And we hope to expand it next year to include, like, different types of businesses so more businesses can feel and, like, you know, because there's different types of businesses that should be rewarded for. It's kind of hard to compare different, like a manufacturer to a small business or et cetera. Also, there's a medication take back on April 30th, and I have some flyers if you want to take some. So that'll be at four different locations. So please take some flyers and hand them out. Or if you know anybody that has a bunch of medications they need to get rid of. They'll also be collecting sharps, so which is often a hard thing to dispose of if you can't really make a trip out to the transfer station or pay for it. So that's a really good service that they offer there as well.
What do they do with the take-back notes?
I think the notes are incinerated, but it's a DEA program now. They just partner with them. So, yeah. And that is my update for Environmental Services.
Does this include all medications?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes. I can double check that for you, though. But I believe it does include everything. With the
liquid,
goal of getting the narcotic
type. Yeah, liquid stuff that could be narcotic.
Yeah.
Do you want to touch on your expanded hours?
Yeah, so just real briefly, we already kind of heard on our tour, Central Transfer Station will now be having Fridays open to HHW drop-off starting April 15th. And I sent you all some advertisements that have gone out, and some of those include, like, a little message that says, hey, and by the way, starting April 15th, you can go here on Friday. So that's kind of our campaign we're doing right now and ramping up for. And
how did we get Stericycle to do this?
Sorry, what was that?
How did we get Stericycle to do this?
We're paying for it.
Yeah.
So it's going to run about $30,000 for the year. that's roughly $600-ish a day. I think Joe and Derek are going to kind of look at what staffing levels are going to need to be done, and we'll communicate that to get the right staffing level and keep the costs in check as to what's needed out there.
But overall, it's saving money from the
collection events.
Yeah.
And from my standpoint in the operations side of this is, every county that I've worked for, or other counties in the east side and on the west side, when they went to fixed facilities, they greatly downsized or eliminated these collection events. They're very inefficient. And quite frankly, with the traffic and potential for spills, I've always been concerned about them. And so I think this is really just a natural shift away from that. Not only is it about cutting costs, but it's inherently safer for them. You want to make it more convenient, and it also works well with trying once again to alleviate some of that traffic on the weekends.
Well, with all the paint companies taking the paint, that should be a big help too.
Yeah. So we put together an agreement for this, and in that MOA, that paint is coming in on a designated day, and it's also processed at Central. So potentially that additional day helps them get that processed.
Also, our website has recently been updated, the clark.wall.gov/HHW, so if you want to check it out and if you have any suggestions. And also, I sent all those ads out, and so they're in all of the newspapers. So I know that was a concern at our last few meetings. So we do have an ad in the Columbian, so that's good. And you might have noticed it's the only one that's black and white, and that was the costing. It's like $700 to do black and white and over $2,000 to do it in color. So, but it is in a Tuesday edition, which I did not know this, which is a heavy coupon day. So apparently a lot of people buy Tuesday's newspaper. So,
what was the cost difference?
It was $700 black and white and over $2,000.
And the size is the same as you?
Yeah.
And what section? Is it like in a relevant section?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't ask our communications person that, but you should see it. I think it's next Tuesday, or maybe it hurts.
And the press release was in the Columbian also.
Good. And also part of this campaign too is we're trying to get people to reward them for the good behavior of going to the transfer station. So we worked with Waste Connections and the CRC to get, so when you go to the Waste to Central Transfer or Washougal or Bus Van and you go to drop off HHW, you have to fill out a little intake form, and which just has your name, your license number. That way if something happens, we can backtrack to see who dropped off that material. And so what we added to that little box is a little section that says, hey, enter to win a $20 gift card and sign up for the Green Neighbors newsletter. And so we'll be handing out $20 gift cards, I think, every month. That's what they agreed on. So to reward that good behavior of going to the transfer station instead of going to the Recycle Day event. I don't have anything else, so let's see if I have further questions.
Anything from the staff?
I got a quick question, Mike. You're here. I don't know where Circle C is, so I'm not stupid about that.
I can tell you right where that's at.
Okay.
It's very easy to find. So if you go head north on I-5 and you're going to turn right to the center, Circle C is right there.
Oh, okay.
It's you'll see, it looks like an equipment yard, kind of, the last time I was out there.
Yeah.
It still does.
Yeah.
And the landfill, the landfill sort of slopes all behind that. And it was a C&D landfill primarily.
That's where they sell, like, that's consignment equipment?
Yeah.
I know exactly where it is.
But the quick question I have is gas production. So prior to terminating, a rule that requires existing passive landfill gas vents remain in place. So they're below the explosive level. You test that. And if it's all below the explosive level, then you have these vents. Is there a way to monitor that those? We don't expect it to go up any, I would guess.
I wouldn't expect it at this point. And then that would be the compliance point, is the vent. Passive vents are like the last thing you go to. So, they're all typically like this, the gas curve. And as the waste is consumed, the gas, you know, conversion drops. And so you get down to a certain point, and they allow you, based on the, you know, the ton of your pounds of the material that you're releasing into the atmosphere, just to passively release it. And so Carlson is, one, they're out of money, and two, it's an old site.
So there'll be a little bit of methane, but not much going on, maybe? A
little bit of methane, hydrogen sulfide, I mean, nitrous, typical of C&D landfills.
So just don't camp under it.
Yeah, don't drink the leachate.
That's a good general rule. Anyway, don't drink the leachate.
And they do have a little leachate there. It's not that bad. I think it's what we're seeing here is a test case for ecology's guidelines. So we're curious on our side, with those with larger municipal landfills, how that's going to fly.
So you think you're going to do this, and then you go to ecology and say, hey, is this okay?
But we've got like 15 years worth of gas production left out of Leitner, easy, before we even got to that passive stage. Yeah, it's just a huge site.
The park I was in Arizona, since I was snowboarding up until today, had an interesting collection of, they collected the plastic bags, and they had something worked out with Trex. And Trex gives you the boxes to put the bags in and everything. And when you collect, I think it was 450 pounds, somebody, of course, has to be charging it, but when you meaning the whoever, a church or whatever, collect 450 pounds, they give you a free Trex park bench. And they're really attractive and, of course, last forever. But I thought that was kind of nice for the company. Now, I don't know if they'll just do that in Arizona or everywhere, but I suppose you could Google it to find out. But it takes a lot of bags to make 450 pounds at all.
They're doing it here. They opened up to the schools.
They did?
And so there's like a competition going on right now, and whoever wins gets a bench.
Congrats.
So they're doing it here, but we have several of the bins, and the students collect it, and they take it to Safeway, and it goes along with what he was saying about Safeway collecting.
Okay. Because it sure takes a, you know, we don't want those things in our compactor, right?
Yeah.
And last I heard, collectively, the schools have gotten, like, multiple tons of plastic bags.
I think it's, like, 4 tons or something. 2 to 4 tons.
Yeah. So, and that competition ends on Earth Day, I think, at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Waste Connections has one of the containers doing the collection outlet for Missouri.
Trex Lumber, I noticed last time I was down at Salishan with the sea breezes and everything. Any of the wood railings and everything have all been replaced with Trex. I just figured their maintenance costs are going to finally drop with that product being out there. And it paints well and looks good.
I went to Habitat for Humanity in Springfield and Eugene yesterday, and they even had pieces of it, you know, pretty good run, you know, available to buy. If you had a project that you needed Trex for, you wouldn't have to pay big bucks for it, because they had it at the Habitat for Humanity to resell.
Wow. Anything else from the commission? Anything from the audience?
Taxes are due April 18th.
Thank you for your hosting us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We are adjourned.
Thank you. Actually, it'd be easier if you filter them off of Kim.
Okay.
That just makes more sense.
I'll send her, right?
Yeah, I got her code. That way she can track it.
That's good.
It's the only way I can function.